The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog. And
hello.
How you doing, sir?
I'm great.
You know, we should really stop talking before we do this shit so we can save it for the show.
Well, there's a lot of stuff we just talked about we can't talk on the show.
Oh, yeah.
But what we can talk about is things on this week's show. We'll talk about Hurricane Ida, Ed Asner, Daphne, Joe Rogan, Afghanistan, Rona, tyrants, you know the deal. Top 10 list this week, things you trust more than the government. And of course, we will answer your listener questions. Man, what a week.
It wasn't awful. For me, anyway.
Nah, personally, no. But story-wise, yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff this week. So
I didn't watch the news at all.
I don't blame you.
The Fortnite season's almost over, so I've been playing that, right?
No.
Yeah, I hate myself. Games. I hate myself, so, you know.
You know, like you do.
Yeah, play fucking Fortnite.
Yeah. Well, everybody's got to have something.
Right. Well, I've got masturbation, too, so. Fortnite and self-abuse. Which one's better?
And there's oddly midgets in both, so. Sorry to give away your trade secrets. But might got you and your brother confused. It happens.
Thanks, asshole.
All right, let's get to TV news. We're starting with some sad news here. Ed Asner, best known for playing Lou Grant on Mary Tyler Moore and a ton of voice work. He was Carl from Up. Passed away this week at the age of 91. No points.
Vince. Looks like he made it after all.
Yes, he did. No points. He was one of my backup picks, which is... Yeah, that figures.
No, so I'm still winning, though. Going.
Yeah, you're still up. So.
Woo!
Another passing, this broke yesterday. Willard Scott passed away. Legendary Today Show weatherman who always did the... Here's, you know, doing the people that had the 100-year birthdays and all that. Yeah, apparently, I thought he had passed a long time ago, but he hadn't. He was 87.
Oof.
So.
He I don't know. I'd watch the weather every now and then if I was flipping through the channels in the morning.
Yeah.
It rain.
Yeah. It gonna rain.
It gonna rain. Okay.
Yeah. Actor Tony Dow, who was Wally on Leave It to Beaver, is hospitalized with pneumonia, according to his wife. He's 76. His wife revealed that it is not COVID-related. Just wanted to put that out there. This has nothing to do with the flu. He just has pneumonia. He's 76. The shit happens. So,
you know he's an accomplished sculptor now?
Yes. Once the story came, I showed some of his work, and he's extremely good.
I don't know why. It was like a couple weeks ago, and I was looking up Leave It to Beaver, all the actors, you know, where they went.
Right.
And there it was, Tony Dow. I think it's because Beaver is in a commercial for some shit.
Probably.
Now, what commercial is it?
Jerry Mathers needs the money.
He does. He still looks like the Beaver, though.
That's what's weird. Yeah. Nothing like Ric Flair doing Car Shield commercials, though. That shit's hilarious, because old Rick needs the money. Trust me. So,
you know what the dirtiest thing on TV said was? Ward, what? Do you think you're a little hard on the Beaver last night?
That's right, yeah.
A pound classic. That bucket. God, she was hot.
All right. Next story here. Mike Richards is now out. He's not going to be the host of Jeopardy. Now he's out as executive producer as well. He was also the executive producer for a long time of Wheel of Fortune, and he is gone from that job as well. This goes to the cancel culture, and he made rude comments on a podcast years ago, bullshit, which means Vince and I can never host a show on TV, apparently.
What'd he say?
Now, who knows? probably something about women, and it pissed off people. And
I say shit about women all the time.
Yeah. Something about 19th Amendment and all that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they don't get to kill their kids anymore in Texas. That's good, right?
We got that coming up. Don't worry.
Okay. I'll save it.
Netflix has announced, if you like shows that I never really understood much of, Seinfeld. All 180 episodes will hit Netflix October 1st.
Oy vey.
Boy, you ain't a kidding. So,
awesome game!
Only 180 episodes, though. I would have swore it was close to 6 million.
you fucker! That was so good. It should have been mine.
I thought you were going for it, so I just figured I'd snake it.
I didn't even think about it. Fuck.
Jaleel White is bringing back Steve Urkel.
Why?
For an animated musical holiday special called Did I Do That to the Holidays? A Steve Urkel story. This will be on Cartoon Network. They're doing an Acme Night block of programming starting on September 19th. They're going to air family-friendly blockbusters on Sunday evenings like Shazam, Man of Steel, Ninja Turtle movie, Detective Pikachu, and then this Steve Urkel holiday special. So there better be Ewoks. That's the greatest holiday special of all time, by the way.
I don't know why they don't bring back Family Matters.
That's a good question. Because old Carl could be like commissioner by now, right?
Yeah.
But it's Chicago. Right? They lived in Chicago, didn't they?
Yeah, they lived in Chicago.
Ooh. Imagine that with a Chicago PD crossover. Like Hank Voigt goes to the commissioner. It's fucking Reginald Vell Johnson. That's good shit. Dude. Pick that up, NBC. Come on, Dick Wolf. I know you're listening.
I just don't understand why they haven't done it. I mean, they did Full House. Why can't they do fucking...
That's a good... I don't know.
You know they'll do that one with fucking Shane McMahon in it, though.
Huh?
The one with Shane McMahon. And the bitch from Three's Company with the thighs.
How'd you get Shane McMahon? Patrick Duff.
Step by step. God damn it. I couldn't think of his name. I thought of the other guy's name first.
Aquaman. Because Patrick Duffy was Aquaman.
And what the fuck was the name of that show?
Step by step. Because it was him and Suzanne Summers.
See, I couldn't get into that. Like, I got into Family Matters more than I got into Step by Step.
Well, Suzanne Summers, so that's why I watched Step by Step. I mean, let's be honest here. Last thing for TV news this week. Nickelodeon is now targeting parents. A website designed to provide parents of Nickelodeon viewers, I mean kids, with resources involving the channel shows. There happens to be a page on there called How Kids Can Be Allies. The page offers a list of actions that parents can take to help their children continue the fight against racism and bias. The sixth entry on that list happens to read, acknowledge your own racism and racial bias because you live in a racist society. You hold racist ideas and beliefs. You cannot choose to not be privileged. The more aware you are in ways in which your ideas and behaviors are shaped by race, the more effective you will be at reducing harm.
Yes. You are a racist. Yes.
Fine. Okay. Whatever you want to call me.
Whatever.
You mean I like pointing out the facts that a certain percentage, a minority of the population, does an overwhelming majority of crime that is statistically backed up with facts and numbers? Okay.
I don't like to call it racism. I like to call it self-preservation.
Well, there's that.
And therefore, you go fuck yourself. How about that, Nickelodeon? I'm glad we don't pay for your shit.
Yeah, so.
Fuck off.
All right, let's go to movie news this week. Netflix has acquired the global rights from Legendary Pictures for a Texas Chainsaw Massacre sequel.
Oh, goddamn, not another one.
Apparently, this has already been filmed. The new movie takes place years after the original in a setting where Leatherface has not been seen or heard from since. Picks up where the Hooper and Hinkle film initially left off, bringing the most notorious horror franchise back to life in the same bold and provocative manner as the first introduced in the world. No word on a release date, but it will be on Netflix.
So. Alexandra Daddario, wasn't she in the remake of one of them?
She was in the remake, yeah. She was chained up,
Yeah. I didn't know what the movie was called.
I didn't either. I've just seen the clip repeatedly.
And titties.
Just to make sure it was.
I'm not usually a tit guy, but
God watchable.
Damn. Fuck.
The only other thing for movie news this week really is the same people that brought you I Am Big Bird, the Carol Spinney story, and the Mr. Rogers Won't You Be My Neighbor film are doing Butterfly in the Sky. This will be a documentary on Reading Rainbow and LeVar Burton. We'll explore the show's long run and will feature archive footage and interviews with Burton as well as many others. So we're getting a Reading Rainbow documentary that should be very good,
actually. I'm totally going to watch that shit. I used to watch Reading Rainbow all the time.
Yep.
I tried to watch it a couple weeks ago when we were all sick.
Yeah.
And it was the newer ones from like the mid-90s.
Ah.
I was like, I want the fucking old ones.
Yeah.
I want the one where he went on the set of Star Trek and they showed how everything worked.
Yeah, that was probably their best episode.
Yeah.
But I will say the company that did since it's the same company that did the Mr. Rogers documentary and the Big Bird one, those are excellent documentaries. So I'm holding out hope that this will be just as good. So
I did all this for collared people. All you white motherfuckers need to get the fuck out.
Chicken Joe taught me to read.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Rub my hairy legs.
That's what I'm scared of.
What, Corn Pop?
I'm scared of Corn Pop. Corn Pop.
He got all of our troops out to send Corn Pop in to fix it. That's what it is.
I'm worried about watching it and being like, white people suck.
I hope to God it's not, because, you know, white people produced it and paid the money.
White. echo. The thing is I'm worried about is he's gonna get up there and not say, you know, hey, I did this because I want kids to read.
Right.
I did it for the love of getting children to read. Here you go.
Yeah.
That's my dream. I hope that's his answer. I hope that's looking at him growing up thinking he was a role model.
Right. Instead of, I did this just to hopefully one day get the Jeopardy job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like
that. Black people was kings. They was kings. I don't want that.
Wakanda for never.
That's going to hurt.
That would hurt. Yeah.
I mean, that's going to kill my childhood.
Yeah. Well, mine's pretty much already dead.
I'm a racist, hate monger, bigot anyway. So, you know.
Insert He-Man reboot here.
Ich bin ein Berliner, right?
Ooh, jelly donuts.
Ooh.
All right, let's go to comic book news this week. Marvel announced their next big event will be called Timeless. They're doing it to coincide with the first publication 82 years ago from Timely Comics, which is what Marvel became. You're getting a bunch of different things. One of them will be called Devil's Reign. Will be a new Daredevil event. Kingpin is the mayor of New York, and he has outlawed all superheroes in New York and unleashing intel on all their dark secrets while pinning Daredevil, Elektra, Cap, Iron Man, Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, and many more against his Thunderbolt agents. Then we're getting Avengers Forever, a new Kang the Conqueror series, X Lives of Wolverine and X Deaths of Wolverine. She-Hulk is going to get her own title that will coincide with the TV series. And the Fantastic Four is going to wrap all this up with something called the Reckoning War that apparently has been plotted by Dan Slott in books he's written for years. He's been leading to this. The original Secret War of the Marvel Universe has been reignited, and every living being in reality is in danger. This will be the Day of Reckoning, and apparently from what little info they let out, it all because something She-Hulk did. It's all her fault. So there you go. And lastly, we're getting a new Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur book that will coincide also with that TV series. So yeah,
Don't care. Is that the
unless they're going to reboot Marvel, then I don't care. So, which I really don't care because it's
Marvel's books. Have you watched any of the What If?
I have not yet.
When's the Blue and Gold come out?
It's not this week because your recommendations for books that did come out this week, I don't know if Blue and Gold is part of that delay that we had the story of last week.
Okay.
I don't know. But I, when I do the check every week, I haven't seen it come up. So, but
okay, because you're the guy. If I haven't went to get it yet, and if I fucking miss an issue,
yeah, I'm gonna hear about it. Yes,
then I'm gonna come to fucking wherever you are, and I'm gonna beat your ass.
You can try to find me.
The kind of beat ass that you like.
Ooh, promise.
Ass beating. What?
Huh?
Never mind.
Keep going. All right, books that came out this week: Transformers issue 34. Transformers King Grimlock issue 2, Spawn issue 321, Marvel's new miniseries Dark Ages issue 1 of 6. This is what happens when all the power goes out in the Marvel universe. Sinister War issue 4 of 4. This wraps up that series, that event for Spider-Man, and we figure out what happens to Peter Parker and why he is no longer Spider-Man, and we go back, and this leads into Ben Reilly taking over. DC's Infinite Frontier issue 5 of 6, and Batman Fear State Alpha number 1. This was a one shot, came out this week. So there you go for that. All right. Let's go to wrestling news. And, this sucks. Former WCW and TNA wrestler, Daphne, real name Shannon Spurl, passed away this week. Due to suicide, self-inflicted gunshot wound to the chest. This was, let's see, when was Dynamite? Wednesday. Since I don't have cable, I watch it on the computer, wink. And somebody in the chat that I was watching put up a link and said, everybody needs to check this out. This looks like it could be really bad. And it was a link to Daphne's, I believe it was Instagram live feed. And it was just her just going on, you know, nobody loves me, nobody's there, I'm so lonely. She talked about the CTE. She believed she had severe CTE. And you could just tell by the people were trying to get a hold of her because everybody knew this was bad. I know, like, wrestlers like Lufisto, Velvet Sky, Rosemary, Cabana, Samael, Mick Foley, everybody was trying to get a hold of her. You could hear like her phone notifications going off and the phone ringing and she wouldn't answer even her family. I did see her pull out the gun. She cocked the gun, put it under the blanket to her chest, and apparently it jammed. Because apparently she was going to do it on the live feed. Before she ended the live feed, she did say that she wanted her brain to go to Boston, which is where they do the CTE research for professional athletes, wrestlers, and football players. And then the feed went off, and what little updates you could see from people that knew her was, cops have been called because apparently everybody called the cops in Atlanta, but nobody knew her address because she moved to a new place the week before. But yeah, and then it broke the next day that she had passed away due to the shooting herself in the chest. So that just horribly sucked. So
yeah, I saw that and I was going to call you, but I didn't know if you saw it or not.
Yeah, I was sadly had it up split screen with the AEW show that was going on, and I wasn't even watching the wrestling show. I was watching that going, man, I hope this doesn't turn out how I think it will. And sadly it did, and just sucks. So she was 46. So, all right. Moving on to the next story. I don't have a transition to the next story here. Just,
yeah, no, that sucks.
Yeah. WWE NXT. I believe the reboot is the 14th. Apparently it will be produced by Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard. They're getting a new set and all that. So I, honest to God, couldn't care less. So they've killed NXT. So, 2020 Olympic gold medalist Gable Stevenson, will not be going to MMA. He has signed with WWE, making him their second Olympic gold medalist after, of course, Krangle. So we have an actual good story for wrestling this week. We have an update to the Don West cancer story. He said, I want to give everyone an update. After 8 weeks of chemo and 13 treatments of radiation, my cancer is now in remission. Thank you for everyone's prayers because they truly worked, and I look forward to getting back on the radio doing what I love. So that is fantastic news, which was sorely needed this week in the world of wrestling. Former ROH champion Roosh is out for at least the rest of the year. He had to go on. He had to undergo emergency knee surgery this week. So get better there. Tonight is AEW All Out. So we're going to do predictions. Vince, we'll start at the bottom and go right to left.
So, but you are kidding me, right?
No.
I don't know any of these people.
Oh, I know. That's what kind of makes... Well, you know some of them.
I see Big Show. Is that CM Punk?
Yes, it is.
So
we'll go all the way down to the bottom. The bottom two matches are the buy-in pre-show. So start with the one with Matt Hardy.
Which one's the one with Matt Hardy? Okay, I see Matt Hardy. Okay, and then I see a black guy, and I see two guys that were in the, what is that, white leather jackets. Holy fuck. They hang out at the YMCA.
Okay, the thing at the bottom is the, like, the cover thing. The one level up where you see Matt Hardy with his team.
Yes.
That's where we're going. That's the match.
I don't know any of these people.
Okay, just read names and guess.
This guy, white guy, fucking, I don't know. I'm going for the team with a fucking Big Show.
Where are you at?
The bottom, the fucking picture you sent me.
That's the collage. That's just the promo collage. One level up from that is the actual match card.
Oh, so women.
Well, go to the right of that, and that'll be the first match is the 8-man tag.
Oh,
10-man tag.
Wow,
sorry.
This is even more broken than fucking WWE.
Well, they don't have match cards on AEW's site yet.
Okay, so there's names on here. Okay.
Yeah.
Orange Cassidy, Chuck Taylor, Wheeler Yuta, and Jurassic Express versus Matt Hardy, Private Party, and the TH2.
Yep.
10-man
tag.
Whose hair looks the nicest?
That would be Jungle Boy from Jurassic Express because that's Luke Perry's son, Jack.
I'll go with that.
Yes. I am also picking Best Friends in Jurassic Express.
Okay.
Even though Angelico just kind of dances to his own thing, which he's on Matt Hardy's team.
Now the next one. Am I going left from right? Or yeah, left to right?
No, right right to left. Yes, yeah, so the women's match.
Okay.
But you don't have to guess names because the Casino Battle Royal. I'll do this one, Vince.
Okay.
Is whoever wins the Battle Royal will get the shot at the AEW Women's World Championship. Julia Hart was written out of the Battle Royal last night. So that opens up a mystery spot, which will be the Joker. I know who the Joker is, and that's my pick to win it. So, Vince, pick a woman.
I'm going to go with Dr. Britt Baker.
She's not in the Battle Royal. She's the champ.
I will go with Chris Statlander.
She's also fighting for the title.
Who the fuck am I supposed to pick then?
The one card below. This is fantastic audio. I'm so glad we actually recorded this.
I don't know any of these motherfuckers.
I know. That's what makes it funny.
I'm going to go with the blonde one. Okay, see the Asian chick on the bottom?
Yes.
The blonde one right next to it.
Okay,
I'm going to go with that one.
You're picking the bunny. Okay,
yes.
That's an actual decent pick.
Okay.
So I'm picking the Joker, and should I just ruin the Joker is the former Ruby Riott? Or, oops, I guess I did.
I don't know.
All right, Big Show match.
Okay, Paul White versus QT Marshall.
I mean, come on, it's Big Show.
Yeah, it's Big Show.
He's gonna punch the dude in the head.
Yeah. I
mean, come on. All right, now the women's match.
Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, versus Chris Statlander. I'm going with the doctor.
Yep.
She doesn't have shit all over her face.
Well, Statlander's an alien. She's doing a...
Where's she from? Mexico?
Not that kind of alien. No, like V for like the alien. That's why the green like reptile skin.
Oh, she gonna eat a rat? Yeah,
probably. That would get over with the Chicago crowd.
I see that.
Be like one of us. Yeah. Yeah, Britt Baker for the win. Next match.
Miro versus Eddie Kingston.
Yeah, this is a TNT title.
Miro. He looks bigger.
Now would be the time to put it on Eddie, but I don't know. This one's a coin flip. I think I'm going to enjoy this match a lot. So, all right, next match.
John Moxley versus Satoshi Kojima. John Moxley.
Yes, and speaking of Moxley, he's also my pick to win. He did beat Matt Cardona last night for the Game Changer World title and then challenged Nick Gage for a rematch and said, Gage, you know where to find me. So Gage may show up tonight to confront Moxley. So, all right, next match.
Steel cage match, AEW World Tag Team Champions, Young Bucks versus Lucha Brothers. The Lucha Brothers.
I am also picking Lucha Brothers, yes. Even though I have a horrible horrible feeling Phoenix is going to jump from the top of the cage.
Yeah.
Just do the Arrow Star spot. All right, next match.
The final fight, if Jericho loses, he will never wrestle again. MJF versus Chris Jericho. I'm going Chris Jericho because, well...
Yeah, I mean, he has to win this one.
He'll never wrestle again.
Yeah,
dun, come on now. Dun, dun.
Yeah. All right, next match.
Kenny, AEW World Championship, Kenny Omega versus Christian Cage. Kenny Omega.
Yep. Kenny to win. Main event.
CM Punk versus Darby Allin with Sting.
Sting has said he will not be at ringside. He will stay in the back. Punk's first match in, good God, what, 7 years? Something like that. If you don't count those two UFC tap outs.
How about CM Punk?
Yeah, I mean, come on. In Chicago, first match, but you're not going to have him lose.
Yeah.
I think it should be a great match. I think Darby will do crazy shit and bump all around for him, but Punk will win. So. Sure. All right. There was our wrestling predictions for tonight. That wraps up wrestling news. Time for video game news. Vince.
Damn, that was fast.
Yep.
Apparently, China's video game laws risk being a turnoff for the next generation.
You know, play a game of no more.
That's a awful title. But apparently what has happened is they have whittled it down to anyone under 18 can only play 3 hours a week. Friday, Saturday, Sunday from like 8 to 9 p.m. Okay. Chinese state media said the move was designed to protect the mental and physical health of minors. The issue I have with that is the government shouldn't be telling you how to raise your kids.
Yes.
That's first and foremost, right? I'm not a commie. I don't want, fuck you. You're not going to tell me how to raise my kids. The other issue I have with it is that it seems like all the media outlets are supporting this shit. Like you got The Guardian, this guy, Alex Hearn. Why the industry should heed China's crackdown on video game players. Like people are all right with this shit.
Right, because they love communism.
Kotaku was out there saying, oh, yeah, it's great. We should do this.
Kotaku sounds communist. So.
You guys are a video game journalist. I say journalism.
Boy, that's, yeah.
Loosely. You're a site that talks about video games, but you want people to be the government to tell you how long they can play the video games.
What you can play, how long you can play.
Like, your whole function in life is to sell video games as a journalist and talk about how good they are or bad they are. I don't get it.
Yeah.
How about you be a parent and tell your kids to turn the shit off without the government telling you fucking what to do?
What?
I know it sounds crazy.
That's insane.
But it just shows how many goddamn commies there are.
That's the thing. Yes.
Commies get helicopter rides.
Damn right. Right into a friggin' wood chipper.
I've got another story. This is, and I'm trying to go not serious. I want to be happy. No Man's Sky, the Frontiers update introduces breathing planetary settlements.
Living planets?
Yeah, I don't know. One of the most interesting survival games that focuses on interstellar exploration, the ever-growing No Man's Sky has just received a major update that was teased last month. Frontiers is one of the biggest updates the folks at Hello Games delivered until now. So the more reason to expect some great things to be introduced. I'm telling you, I've said this a million times, and I'll say it over and over again. They have absolutely knocked this game out of the park. When it first came out, everybody was jazzed. Oh my God, it's going to do this. It has gone past that.
Can I create a planet named Mogo?
Yes.
Ooh, I can make my Green Lantern planet.
You can't create the planet. It's randomly generated, but
no.
To actually sit down and play it, it is the most insane shit. No Man's Sky is fantastic. You just had to go. You need to look it up and just look at it. They have done so much with that game. Free updates. Go buy it. I don't even think it's that much anymore. It is so. It's good. It you will lose 3 hours of your time sitting there.
I can do that anyway.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. You won't realize 3 hours have gone by.
Oh.
It's a very cool game. I'm glad they're still doing stuff with it. Go buy No Man's Sky right now. Go do it.
All right.
That's all I got.
All right. The only thing I have for music news this week, Eric Clapton put out another anti-COVID shot song called This Has Gotta Stop. So Rolling Stone did a write-up on it and basically, this is terrible. He shouldn't be doing this. And they're like, well, he did have reactions horribly to the shot. So, I mean, you know.
Lost the use of his hands for how long?
Yeah. There's a lot of animations in the video of people being controlled by strings and hypnotized. So it's pretty clear what he thinks of the shot and all that. So, you know.
Yeah.
Slow hand for the win.
Yeah, no shit.
All right. Let's go to true, false, pick the fake story this week. Congratulations to Elizabeth.
Ooh.
For picking out last week's fake story. It was, of course, story number one, the man having sex with the car. You win nothing.
I thought that one was real.
Yes, of course you did. A lot of these sound oddly plausible. So, all right, here we go for this week. Story number one. Yu-Gi-Oh! Fans have amassed a petition for the International Olympic Committee to accept Yu-Gi-Oh! The trading card game as an official sport in the Olympics. So far, the online petition has over 11,000 signatures. Story number two. A man in China passed away after inserting a 20-centimeter, almost 8-inch eel up his rectum in hopes of relieving his chronic constipation on the advice of a natural medicine healer. Instead, the eel ate through his rectum and into his abdomen, causing the man to bleed to death.
He probably had better luck with gerbils.
Well, he'd be a movie star. Story number three. Law enforcement officers encountered a bizarre incident Wednesday in Tennessee as a man led him on a two-county pursuit. The man, 39-year-old, had apparently severed his own penis and tossed it out the car window somewhere along the route before or during the chase. The man said he heard voices on his car radio telling him to commit the act in order to save the world. After three different sets of spike strips, troopers were able to take the man into custody and sent him to the hospital. No word on if they found his penis.
So he's listening to NPR.
There you go. So which is the fake story? Yu-Gi-Oh! Fans won it at the Olympics. Eel up ass kills man in China. Or man cuts off dick during high-speed chase. Good luck.
We're all counting on you.
Well, that's pretty much all I got is good luck. So, of course, I'll put the thread up in the social medias, figure out which which you think is the fake story, and you'll let us know, and you'll win nothing.
And so, you'll like it.
And you will like it. So, all right. Time for Song of the Week, and we'll plug our friends. And I think, Vince, I'm picking Song of the Week this week.
Oh, great.
So here you go. It's a little tie-in for tonight's AEW show. So, and when we come back, we'll be time for our top 10 list. Things you trust more than the government. Records of reggae coming through my bedroom wall. Having a party up next door, but I'm sitting here all alone. Two lovers in the bedroom, and the other starting to shine. My heart is just blank stare, and I can't no cloud at all. Hey! Destination!
Panda, and I'm here to talk about the smartest man I know, Handsome Dan Lopez. He used to have a podcast all about professional wrestling, but he is literally so smart. After nearly 100 episodes, he ran out of things to say about it. But being the
consummate
entertainer that he is, the podcast Handsome Dan's Final Say lives on. Through segments like Keeping It Classic, in which Dan reviews movies from the HBO and home video generation, My Musical Journey, which takes you on a trip through Dan's personal cassette to the albums that shape his musical taste, and The Masturbators, where Dan and longtime friend Jay Chewbacca will debate just about anything under the sun. Handsome Dan's Final Say has plenty to keep you listening for years to come. DansFinalSay.podbean.com or search Handsome Dan's Final Say on Spotify. Is that okay?
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
Horns up, everyone. When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure every Friday to check out Radioactive Metal. Radioactive Metal is one of the longest-running podcasts on the interweb, and every week we bring you a fist full of metal, including interviews with all your favorite artists, discuss all the metal news, and feature the best tunes on the air today. So grab a Lemmy, join your cool Uncle Snowy, and co-host Aaron in the pit.
This is awesome! This is awesome!
What's up, wrestling fans? You want something awesome? Check out Wrestling Night in Canada here on the Shining Wizards Network. We're three Canadian metalheads uniting for the love of pro wrestling. Every episode we go over all the latest news and special events with the odd unique interview as well. So grab a cold one and check out Wrestling Night in Canada, eh?
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Order Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag Join the Mark Order, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years, but when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantemradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to shiningwizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 list this week. Things you trust more than that their government. Some of mine are funny, some are not. But Vince, number 10.
Gas station sushi.
Higher on the list.
Oof. Yeah, most of mine are funny. But yeah. You know, I'm like, maybe I might trust this a little bit more.
Yeah. My number 10, those ads online that say there are sexy women within 3 miles that want to fuck.
You motherfucker. That's my number 3.
All right. Number 9.
Taco Bell meat.
Ooh.
Meat in quotes.
Yeah. Number 9 is where I have gas station sushi. So. All right. Number 8.
Gas station rubbers.
Ooh. Wow. Sure, that's why there are a lot of kids here.
you gotta trust them, right?
Yeah, yeah. My number eight, a fart after a Taco Bell binge.
Hmm, that's amazing. My number seven is a wet fart. Speaking of Taco Bell.
Yeah. My number seven, things I trust more than the government, Alex Jones and Joe Rogan.
They're turning the frogs gay.
Well, damn gay frogs then. Better than Afghanistan was a success. Yeah.
Ivermectin. I'm taking it right now.
Don't worry. We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
I want to know where he got it in pill form.
Exactly.
Where can I get some? Fuck, I would have liked to have some a month ago. Sorry.
No, that's, yeah. Number six.
Lucy Van Pelt holding a football.
Yep, pretty much. That's exactly right.
As long as you're not Charlie Brown, you should be okay.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. My number six, I trust a dog's ability to know who is a good person.
I was going to put that.
Yep. All right, number five.
Tony Podesta as a kiddie pool lifeguard.
Deesh. Wow. Holy moly.
There's parents around. They should be okay.
Yeah, they should be, yeah. Maddie McCann. What?
Ooh.
My number five, moving on quickly from that, that email from the Nigerian prince. I need your help to save Wakanda. Yeah. Number four.
A drink from Bill Cosby.
Oh, it's a jello shooter.
We call it a pudding pop.
My number four, Scientologists or door knockers? If you don't know what a door knocker is, good luck. Yeah, trust them more than the government. Number three.
This is where I have ads on porn sites that say she's going to suck your dick and she's a mile away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's pretty much more truthful than the government.
So. Yeah.
My number three, things I trust more than the government, stories from Stevie Wonder about all the things he's seen.
Oh. Oh. It was nobody beautiful. Thinks he's blind, though.
I know. It was beautiful. You should have seen it.
That's a really good conspiracy theory that I like a lot.
That he's not blind?
That he's not blind.
Yeah, just been a... He's lived the gimmick this whole time.
Who was it that he just walked... He walked up to the car and got in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two.
Casey Anthony babysitting my kids.
Yikes. Oof. Lock the trunk.
Don't give her the car keys.
That's right, yeah. My number two... Water in Mexico.
Just boil it first. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right. Number one.
My number one. Things I trust more than the government. Jeffrey Dahmer leading a weekend men's retreat.
Yikes. Hope you're hungry.
For men. I mean, wait, what?
Men. And, so, yeah. Well, that's yeah. Oof. Boiling bag, boy. Yeah. My number one, oddly enough, not a joke. Things I trust more than the government. Facts.
Yeah,
I trust facts.
Yeah. I went silly. You went
true.
Serious. Yeah, yeah. That's
That sums up a lot of things. All right, let's get to some listener picks. Elizabeth starts us off here with Nick Kahn and an animal. So. Snowy says my own gut instinct on who I can or cannot trust. Snowy's a good judge
that's good.
Character.
No, yeah. That's good.
Roboto says the fake friend request from Facebook. I've had like five that are completely obviously fake because they're all Maitland Ward. They just use her picture. It's hilarious.
If Maitland Ward wants to be your friend, you need to run.
Yes. Because nothing on camera. All right. He also says the government in movies and video games, at least they're honest about their intentions.
Right.
Chris says penis enlargement emails, a Black Lives Murder rally near my unlocked car. Alec Kurtzman with a TV adaptation of a comic book I dearly love. Ding. Kathleen Kennedy with a Yoda origin movie.
Oh, shit.
Rian Johnson with an expectation. Netflix executives with a documentary about preteen girls.
Damn.
Cracker Barrel with a grilled tomahawk steak. They don't know not how to griddle fry everything. And on the same griddle that is only cleaned by the end of the day. Super hot, like early 90s Monica Bellucci hot women on Facebook to send me chat requests begin with, hey, handsome. Chipotle with their quality control of their locally sourced pork.
Mm-hmm.
My brinksmanship control after a good 10 minutes of with Gina Carano wearing a cheerleader skirt and pigtails. Ding to that.
Yeah,
my bladder at a Joe Biden roast hosted by Don Rickles. My heart at a Barack Obama roast hosted by Richard Pryor. And my sanity at a Michelle Obama roast hosted by Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, man. But he's got the Bell's palsy now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that shit?
Yeah, I saw that. That sucks. And Tony finishes us off here with our listener suggestions. Things he trusts more than the government, Vince, and myself.
Damn right.
Tony, you're good people.
You are good people.
We love you. And thank you, everybody, for your listener picks. All right. Let's get to some listener questions for this week. Chris has a suggestion for a future top 10 list. Actors who totally deserve a crack at playing the Joker and Batman. So think about that. Shit,
that's good.
Yeah. I mean, we both know our number one for Joker is the same.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, come on.
How it should be.
That's how it should have been.
Yes. So that would be good. That we might take that under careful consideration and add it to the list. next question here comes from Roboto. Using base powers only, who wins in a fight? Spider-Man or Tommy as the White Ranger?
Spider-Man.
Using base powers only, which would mean no Zords.
Right.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Fantastic Four or Power Rangers? Fantastic Four. I mean, just using base powers, Invisible Woman could kill the Power Rangers. Just bubble around their head, they can't breathe, they're dead.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know.
Unless you're giving the Power Rangers extra technological advantages, you know, like able to see, you know.
Yeah, but going by his base powers only thing, it's got to be Fantastic.
Yeah, it's gonna be, yeah.
All right, his next question here from Roboto. No adding alcohol to any of these. Which is better, Coke or Pepsi? Well, back when I could actually drink anything with carbonation, I would say Pepsi. So
we've become a Pepsi house.
Yeah.
I don't drink pop. I like Pepsi. I don't know. It is what it is. I'll take either one. It's not.
Yeah. Sprite or Sierra Mist?
Sprite.
Yep. Barks or A&W?
A&W.
Oh, yeah. A&W or Mug?
A&W.
Yeah.
I like Mug, though.
That is good. Mellow Yellow or Mountain Dew?
Oh, man. I love Mellow Yellow.
I got to go Mountain Dew.
I know. I like Mountain Dew, too, but I don't drink either one of them. Yeah, Mellow Yellow, I don't know, man.
I don't drink anything with carbonation. I can't. So, yeah, it sucks.
I had a Orange Crush one day.
Oh, that's good stuff.
And I haven't had one. That was good stuff, yeah. I haven't had one in years. It just tasted good.
Yeah. That's why Big John's checking out that Sammy Terry beer that I posted in the group.
You motherfucker, I was online last night looking up horror hosts because we didn't watch Svengoolie. We watched we were watching Eerie, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking up horror hosts, and Sammy Terry was, you know, one of them in the list.
Right.
And now they got Sammy Terry beer.
Yes.
It's a Kolsch?
Yeah, Kolsch.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, Big John said he's going to check it out for me and see how it tastes. Yeah, apparently that's just local to Indiana. So
it is. I wonder if I can get it at the package store around the corner. They've got a lot of
local
beer. Yeah, a lot of local beers.
Maybe, or maybe they can order you one.
The closest place I can go, I think, is the one in McCordsville.
Mm.
Yeah.
Close is a relative term. So
that's close to me.
Yeah. Let's see. I lost my spot because we got talking about Sammy Terry. Verner's or Canada Dry?
Canada Dry.
Yeah. And what flavor of Faygo?
Orange.
Ooh, I got. Oh, back when I would drink it, red. So, yes, red is a flavor. Fuck you. It is in Kool-Aid. So, his next question here: what are the top few reasons for choosing a game system? He says his is how comfortable is the controller? What exclusives do they have? And back when he was a kid, was it based on what other people had? So, what do you go for when you're picking a game system, Vince?
That's about it. I mean, how many other people have it? Is the multiplayer? You know, how many people can I play with online? If there's like one person with the console and I can't play with them on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But usually, yeah, comfort in the controller, what games they have, you know, who else has it.
Yeah, I think those are all pretty much the reasons.
Yeah, the standard.
Price point.
Price point,
I'll put price point. So.
As long as it's not Microsoft.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right. Next thing came in from Chris. I'm just going to leave this here for you to get your reaction to. Also sent one to Vince. Did you get this? I'm sure you did. It's the photo from Facebook of a woman who was turned into Facebook in a canning group
for
extremism because she was, quote, too prepared.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, that ought to scare you.
We're fucked. Let me tell you.
Now they're saying, well, you got too much food. You're too prepared. You're an extremist.
You know, we made a while back ago.
I'm a fucking extremist.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what we made a while back ago?
What?
Pickles.
Yeah.
We canned pickles.
You fucking extremist.
I know. Pickles.
You got more than two jars of pickles? Oh, fuck. Put you on the watch list. Are you fucking kidding me?
No. Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at now?
That's where we're at now.
People need tools. All right. Roboto has a future top 10, hard edition, video games for each of the following consoles, NES, Super NES, PS1, and the 90s PC. So that would be like top 10 NES games. So, wow. That could be interesting. So
yeah, we could do that.
All right, that probably get added to the list. Let's see. Chris sent in another picture. Let's see. Please see the enclosed picture. It's relevant to the question. I sent one to Antisocial Man 2. That's Vince for you playing along at home.
Thank you. That's why you love me.
Is having math that is simple enough to be done around a volleyball-sized brain tumor explained to us in big, bold letters somehow part of Coca-Cola's initiative for all of us to, quote, be less white? Why not have the whole box say, hey, dipshit, this has 15 cans of Coke in it. That's three more than a 12-pack. Now put this in your cart. That's the big metal basket with wheels that you've been pushing around the store. Take it up to the checkout line and give the cashier your wallet since you can't count the money out for yourself, fucktard. Yeah, it's a picture of a case of Coke that says 15 cans, three more than 12. Yeah, that's where we're at, is common core math has made people retarded.
Oh, yeah.
We are living in Mike Judge's movie Idiocracy.
I'd rather live in Beavis and Butthead, though.
That's true. Yeah. Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Yeah.
So, all right. Next question here, Handsome Dan. The Seinfeld Quartet, but as a D&D adventuring party, Jerry, George, Elaine, and Kramer, what would their race and class be? Well, George would be a dwarf.
Sure.
I think that's probably the easiest, right?
Elaine and Jerry would be trolls, right?
I was going to go with kobolds, but okay.
Well, you do you.
Kramer would be...
High elf?
That's kind of what a high elf artificer, because he's always coming up with weird shit.
Yeah.
Elaine would probably be... What class?
Banker?
Merchant?
Jerry would be a bard, a troll bard.
Yes. Bard for Jerry. George would be a dwarf. Oh, man. Fighter? I maybe. I don't know what a class of lane would be, but
a troll merchant.
Troll merchant, yeah, that's pretty much.
I mean, they could all be troll merchants. Now. Well, it's Seinfeld.
Dang, yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right, thank you everybody for your questions this week. Let's go to Did You See This Story? Hurricane Ida hit the Northeast this week. Sadly, lots of people died. Thankfully, I'm pretty sure everyone we know up that way is safe, but a lot of people had property damage. It sucks. I mean, I think it was the first time New York had a flooded emergency, if I understood the news correctly.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, when the remnants of the storm hit here where I live, I think we got like 5 inches of rain in a day, but once it got up to the coast and got more basically ocean water with it, it strengthened back up a little and just did horrible damage. Glad everybody we know is safe, so I'll go with that. All right, so the Supreme Court decided not to hear a case against the new Texas heartbeat law, making abortion in Texas pretty much illegal after a heartbeat is detectable. I only bring this up because liberals have lost their fucking mind. Apparently now it's your body, your choice. But if it's about getting the shot, then it's no, mandatory. Wait, huh? Can't have one if it's anyway.
I feel so bad for these women who can't kill their kids anymore.
Well,
it makes me so sad.
I saw some that the baby wouldn't be viable. I'm like, without medical attention, all that. I'm like, neither is a preemie. How many people? I know tons of people that were born premature that had to have medical attention in order to survive. So you're saying they should just been left to die?
Yes.
But one Twitter post jumped out at me. It was from Sarah Seltzer, author and executive editor at, I kid you fucking not, Lilith Magazine.
There you go.
She tweeted out, quote, "Just a friendly reminder that banning abortion violates Jewish women's ability to practice our religion."
Oy vey.
So my question is, if any Jews listen to the show, one, God, do something.
I'm sorry. Fuck. Are you serious?
Yeah. Where in the Jewish faith does practicing your religion have to do with killing babies? Unless we're going back to that big giant calf thing. Because, I mean, that is in the book somewhere.
Damn, dude.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Well, damn, then.
I know.
All right. All right, next story here. Amnesty International put out a tweet this week that just going to read it. "Introducing the death penalty in child sex abuse cases is likely to send more poor, lower class, and religious minority accused to death row." Not, hey, don't fuck kids, but this is going to be mean to brown people and poor people.
I don't care.
You fuck kids, you die. That's the simplest way I can put it.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, well, either the fucking Democrats either want to kill kids or fuck them. I don't know. It's weird, isn't it?
It's something. There's a book where a whole lot of this shit's wrote.
Was her last name Seltzer?
Yes, hers was, yes.
Yeah.
Well, Lilith Magazine.
Green Blatt Bergstein Silverman.
Giant golden.
Goldberg Bergsteinman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next story here. The widower of Ashley Babbitt, the woman murdered by the Capitol police officer. Let's see. The widower of Ashley Babbitt said the U.S. Capitol police officer who murdered his wife should, quote, suck it up and deal with the violent threats he's been receiving since the January 6th incident. I don't even want to hear him talk about how he's getting death threats and he's scared. I've been getting death threats since January 7th, 2, 3, 5, 10 a day. And all I did on January 6th was become a widower. So you're going to have to suck it up, bud, and take it.
Word. Told
in an interview. Yeah. Imagine that. People, but the news is supporting this cop that killed this woman, but, you know, Chauvin, you know, he's fucking the devil.
The devil.
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 Little devil. None but trouble.
A white devil.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The UK government has decided to take on the, obviously, the largest problem in the world. They are announced plans to ban single-use plastic cutlery.
Ooh.
Plates and polystyrene cups in England as part of what is calling the war on plastics.
Are they making too many plastics?
Do you have a license for that plastic fork?
I get it. I'll play devil's advocate here. I get it.
You don't think there's more pressing concerns? Maybe, you know, the Muslims going around stabbing people in your country?
No, that's okay. We don't give a fuck. They can't control that.
Muslims are going to have to multi-use their plastic knives now. Do you understand
that's
this?
That's usually
Islamophobia.
They're going after what they can control. And if they say, look, we're not using this anymore, I'll play devil's advocate and, okay, I get it.
Man, something's coming.
Everybody
has that feeling, you know.
But see, that's the thing. We don't use it. I don't use it here.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, we try to do our part. It's not.
Yeah. You
know, I know.
Man, that's something.
I know.
All right, moving on to the next story. This could get interesting. I saw this last night and I was like, wonder who's going to accidentally commit suicide next. Federal prosecutors must divulge the identities of any unnamed co-conspirators in the Ghislaine Maxwell case.
Ghislaine? Yes.
The pedophile bitch.
Yeah.
The order is to ensure her adequately prepare her defense. Prosecutors must also disclose all co-conspirator statements it intends to offer at trial. Arguing the government's claim that the revelation would cause potential danger to co-conspirators or compromising continuing investigation was bogus, according to the judge. So apparently we're going to start getting some names named.
It's about fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go after him now?
That's the question. How long's it been? Decades. Let's be honest. It's been decades. I wonder how many people, like I said, are going to accidentally commit suicide now.
Oh, darn.
Yep. The Wisconsin legislature has approved and is moving forward with a special counsel to audit their entire 2020 election due to claims of widespread fraud that proof has been found.
When is the Arizona thing coming out?
I have heard in the next week and a half.
Apparently they testified a month ago.
Does that sound right? That sounds right.
And they said it's worse than anyone can imagine.
Yes. And Georgia is worse than Arizona. Because apparently in Georgia now there's video of people with backpacks dumping thousands of ballots in these ballot boxes.
Yeah.
There's video of these people committing fraud. Yeah, Georgia's worse than Arizona, and Arizona's really bad.
Trump won.
That's the way the numbers are adding up.
So what's going to happen when they say, "Oh, Trump won"? We're not giving it up.
No,
What happens after that?
Kickoff to the big game.
The big igloo.
The big igloo. So. Family members of victims of September 11th attacks asked a U.S. government watchdog on Thursday to investigate their suspicions that the FBI, get this, lied about or destroyed evidence linking Saudi Arabia to the hijackers. The request in a letter to Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz said circumstances make it likely that one or more FBI officials committed willful misconduct with intent to destroy secret evidence to avoid its disclosure. The FBI declined to comment on the letter.
No.
But apparently Biden has opened up, like, mushmouth brain said, yeah, open up all the 9/11 files. I'm sure that will get canceled by his handlers, by the way.
The FBI will pay attention to it if it's a kid or a dog. Just put a kid or a dog on the cover of the...
Then they'll shoot it.
My bad.
California school district investigated a teacher who posted a now viral video in which she... the kids were doing the Pledge of Allegiance in her class, but they didn't have a flag. And she's like, well, here's a gay pride flag. This is the one you should be playing pledging allegiance to. She said she took down the American flag during the pandemic because it made her feel uncomfortable. After the video went viral and parents flipped out, the commie bitch was fired. So,
well, they fired that one other commie guy, and now he's scared for his life. I'm scared. Well,
yeah, the one that admitted on under Project Veritas that he had 180 days to turn children into revolutionaries and gave them extra credit for going to Antifa rallies.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably should.
It's California. Ain't nothing going to happen. They're just going to run their mouths.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit.
All right, let's get to the COVID shit.
No, God damn it. I'm tired of hearing about it.
I know it, but this is odd. Not really odd. It's just, it shows you that the government is fucking the numbers. The CDC is now listing vaccinated COVID deaths as unvaccinated deaths if they die within 2 weeks of getting the shot.
Now? Hell, they've been doing it.
Mm-hmm, but now they're admitting they do it.
Sure. I mean, the numbers are so high here in America. It's 90% of people are unvaccinated. Hey, nobody vaccinated is dying. But, you know, you look at Israel.
It's coming up.
You look at England.
Yeah.
Everyone who's died, like 60% in England.
Yeah, something like that.
That's such a ridiculous number. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone who's dying of COVID now has been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge percentage.
Yeah. Dr. Frati has come out and said that, yes, you will need a third shot to be, quote, fully vaccinated. Okay. Denmark. the crazy Dutch. Denmark's Dutch, right?
I don't know.
Dutchland? Yeah.
Europe, you're from there.
They ain't been my people in a long time, the way they act in the governments. The government of Denmark has officially renounced the New World Order by ditching any and all lockdown restrictions due to COVID. The top health minister has decided to stop recognizing COVID as an illness in which is a critical threat to society, meaning all restrictions have come to an end. Fuck you, we're done with this shit, is what Denmark has said. So,
go get him, Denmark.
Yeah.
They're giving out ivermectin like Japan is now?
Might be. 3+ weeks after Hawaii implemented capacity restrictions and limited social gatherings, cases are up 70%. It's still rising. 71 weeks after they did their mask mandate, cases in Hawaii are up, get this, 9,086%.
What's the death rate like?
I don't know. They won't do death numbers. And any death number they do is fudged.
I saw a graph of, I mean, it's a lot. There's a lot of people who are getting it.
Right.
But the death numbers are still fairly low. You know, it wasn't like before. You could see the deaths from COVID before it was high. They were both high.
Right.
You know, everyone, it seems to me like everybody's getting sick, but nobody's dying from this version of it.
That's
this time.
You notice the news will be like, you know, we have so many more cases. And I'm like, you're not reporting deaths.
Well, now it's funny you say that because some fucking news station said, we've got 6,000 cases. Oh my God. 31 deaths.
Yeah.
Like, really?
99.998 survival rating.
Right.
But, oh my God. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, gotcha. A truck carrying a large supply of Moderna vaccines crashed on I-79 near Morgantown, West Virginia, early Friday morning. Officials dispatched hazmat to the scene, and the Defense Department declared the airspace around it a no-fly zone. Witnesses said there was an intense amount of cleanup crews and first responders at the scene. Still backed up, drove by an hour ago, looks like a small village has been set up. Mobile labs, pop-up tents, lights, satellite phone antennas. Let's see. Wrote on a Facebook page. Another witness who spoke to Tim Poole said that the press was not allowed anywhere near the scene and that there were all kinds of cleanup crews I've never even heard of. Government officials would not answer any questions about the situation. Saying the deputy confirmed that the decision not to speak to the press was made by the sheriff's office internally. However, he added that anyone with questions would have to call the governor's office. Why?
Now, okay, with any hazardous materials, that's standard operating procedure. To call hazmat in.
Right.
It could be taco sauce.
Yes.
And they'd have to call them in. With that being said, the amount of, you know.
Extra.
Yes. That.
It's a no-fly zone.
Yeah. Something.
There's satellite phones.
Well, now that's part of the response, too.
You got to call the governor office if you have questions.
Yeah. Some of this stuff is, like I said, SOP for FEMA.
Right.
Okay, that's normal. Sat phones, they set up a command center. That's normal. What's not normal is the no-fly zone and the DOD getting in charge.
Yes.
That's not... There's something wrong.
There's fuckery afoot.
There is fuckery afoot.
Yes. So...
Because they set up... Like I said, it could be taco sauce and they set up that shit.
Yeah. But they don't close down the fucking airspace.
Right.
The DOD does not get anywhere near, you know.
That's correct.
Yeah. If the feds are coming in off a spill of a truck, something's wrong. So.
Yeah, something's fucky.
Yeah. If you had the, if you got your shot early, according to the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, quote, we are seeing concerning evidence of warning, vaccine effectiveness over time and against the Delta variant. Reports from our international colleagues, including Israel, suggest risk of severe disease among those that vaccinated early.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Israel, Israel now has the highest current case rate in the entire world. They are now the world's hotspot for infections. Sweden has banned all travel to and from Israel due to this. Israel has the highest rate of vaccination in the world.
Like 90% or something stupid like that?
Yeah, it's like 95%.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit, it's higher than I thought.
And they're now the hot spot for infection.
What's the death rate?
I don't know. But it's not a vaccine. If I get the chickenpox vaccine, guess what? I'm not getting chickenpox. It's a vaccine. You're getting this shot, and obviously you're becoming more apt to catch this.
Yeah.
Even the head of the CDC, which is a lying bitch half the time, is like, yeah, the people are getting severe disease even if you've got the shot. So what's the point of the shot?
Control.
Ding. There it is.
Sorry.
Hey, we have some updated information from the Red Cross. This should make you ask questions. Even if you are pro-vax, 100%, yes, daddy, vax me harder, government, shit. Listen to this. According to the Red Cross, anyone who has received their COVID shot cannot donate convalescent plasma to other COVID patients.
Are you sure?
This is according to the Red Cross. The vaccine wipes out natural COVID antibodies, making the convalescent plasma ineffective for treatment. Quote, if you receive any type of COVID vaccine, you are not eligible to donate convalescent plasma. According to the Red Cross.
This was on their website.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I'm questioning you. I tried to look up the other day. The WIF looked it up.
Yeah.
That you couldn't donate blood anymore.
Well, now they've changed that to, well, you can't donate this convalescent plasma.
Okay, so it's convalescent plasma you can't donate right. if you've been vaccinated.
Right, because remember they were doing the donate your plasma. Remember early on when this shit started? And people that had it and beat it were donating their plasma to help treat other patients.
Right.
Well, now they're saying you can't fucking do that because you've got this shot, and this shot wiped out all your antibodies to the fucking disease. So the shot is making you more apt to not be able to fight it off.
You know, I am on poll now that vote's gone.
Go to win. Win is up too. So.
Vote's gone. Poll's the only thing that's left yeah. for actual real news. And every motherfucker on there is like, I can't wait for this winter.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
Oh, it scares me.
It's going to be very bad.
Because I will be a healthy man who's able to put bodies in trucks.
Yeah.
I've seen how this is.
Yeah.
It reminds me, and I get this vision in my head when they say that. It's going to be an interesting winter. I see the old guy in, it was Eric Idle, right? In,
Bring Out Your Dead?
Bring Out Your Dead.
Yep. But I'm not dead.
With the fucking wheelbarrow. I can see, that's going to be us here pretty soon.
That's my fear. So.
That scares me to death.
But you know somebody who won't be?
Who?
E. Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan put out on social media, quote, turns out I got COVID. We immediately threw the kitchen sink at it. All kinds of ads, monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, Z-Pak, prednisone, everything. I also had an NAD drip and a vitamin drip, and I did that 3 days in a row. So here we are on Wednesday, and I feel great. I only had one bad day. Sunday sucked. But Monday was better. Tuesday felt better than Monday. And today I feel pretty good. He then updated his followers on Friday, sharing a photo of his negative test. Tested negative today. Thanks for all the kind wishes. Joe Rogan beat it with vitamin drips, monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, Z-Pak, and prednisone.
Now, okay. See, did he beat it? I wish he wouldn't have taken the monoclonal antibodies.
Yes.
Because I don't know whether he did it with the antibodies or the ivermectin.
Right. But he threw everything at it.
I was offered that.
Yeah.
The monoclonal antibody. And I got online. I said, is it safe? And they're like, oh, yeah. Here's the website. Look at it. One of the things is if you get it again, it could be worse.
Right. Because it will be resistant to.
That's. Because it's synthetic. It's not real antibodies. It's a synthetic right. antibody.
Yes.
I said, fuck that.
Yep.
I'll kick it old school.
They've already said natural immunity after you've had it is 13 to 15% more effective.
Okay, that was Israel's study.
That was the Israel study?
Harvard came out and said 27 times.
Really? So there you go.
Natural
immunity is... You know,
right.
God created to fix the things.
That's, you know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this last basically COVID story here. If you're in Australia, you got to get off the island. I am telling you now.
Don't come here. Fuck you. We're full.
This is scary and is coming here. Intrastate travel within Australia is so severely restricted. The government of South Australia, one of the country's six states, developed and is now testing an app that is pure Orwell. People in South Australia will be forced to download an app that combines facial recognition and geolocation. The state will then text them at random times, and thereafter they will have 15 minutes to take a picture of their face in the location where they are supposed to be. Should they fail, local police department will be dispatched to follow up in person. We don't tell them how often or when on a random basis they will have 15 minutes to reply, said Premier Stephen Marshall. I think every South Australian should feel pretty proud that we're the national pilot for the home-based quarantine app.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right here. Tech Times has got it. I thought this was bullshit.
Nope.
Hey, if they put up with it, they deserve the pain and torment. I don't
These
know.
People have home addresses, by the way.
Right. I don't know. I mean, if you're going to put up with this shit.
This is when you fight.
Yeah.
That's period.
Yeah.
Oh, I got 15 minutes to send you a picture of my face because I'm supposed to be in the. Fuck you.
Yeah. This is like a battered spouse at this point. If you put up with the shit, you deserve the pain and torment. You don't have to put up with this shit. There's more of you than there are of them.
I think we're getting very close to Munchausen's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, shit. Close. We're there.
Yeah. I think that's where the world is at. But a majority of the people basically have Munchausen's.
Oh, yeah. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something. All right, next story here. Now we go to the Afghanistan shit. Top Republican member on the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations demanded the Biden regime address a report that U.S. military commander blocked a group of 25 American citizens from entering the Kabul airport. It's hard to believe that any U.S. military official would deny Americans the ability to leave Afghanistan. He said in a letter, what generalized or specific order was given to the commander that caused him to take this action? Where did this order originate? After getting them to the airport and into a holding area, the colonel over the 82nd had the whole group kicked off the airport and into the hands of the Taliban because he didn't like the fact that they were out rescuing people, essentially murdered them. An update from Robichaux. We have unofficial intel that they ended up in the hands of the Taliban.
The Taliban. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
150 military working dogs were also left in Afghanistan.
That's a hell of a buffet.
Yeah. And you know how Muslims love dogs.
I've talked to a guy who was an ex-Marine. And we were, talking about the government and, all the good shit that's being brought to us and, all that stuff. And, I said, I love how all these news, these people are saying, it wasn't in vain. Your service was, I was like, it kind of was, wasn't it? I didn't say anything. Cause I think he was, I said it wasn't
agreeing without agreeing.
Yeah. It was in vain. You went over there, nothing, 20 years of this shit and it just falls apart.
Yeah. Then you leave them better than we found them.
Yeah, the worst part, and that's it. But, if I'm talking, I know there's people who were, served, who listen.
Mm-hmm.
3 months in, you probably knew it was a crock of shit. Like, what the fuck am I doing here? These guys are motherfuckers. The thing is, yes, it was in vain. It was a fucking government. But now we can move forward and everyone sees that these guys are motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The Middle East should be nothing but a fucking parking lot with gas stations.
That's it. Everyone sees how bad the government has treated it. Our government has treated its own people. Yeah. Everybody sees that shit now. That's the positive thing to take away from it. Now we can move forward. We can, set our eyes on the goal.
Yep.
It's good. Everything's good now. Well,
gas should be four fucking cents a gallon instead of $4 a gallon.
Right.
You hear me?
That's
all right. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Taliban and our new Black Hawk helicopters that we gave them, thanks, Biden, they hung the man from the neck and flew him around Kabul to show these citizens and scare them into submission that this will happen to you if you go against us.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Where's Corn Pop?
That's a good question. The U.S. Army's 18th Airborne Corps posted a picture of the last soldier to leave Afghanistan and said, "And all of our Sky Dragon soldiers, this was an incredibly tough, pressurized mission filled with multiple complexities and active threats the entire time. Our troops displayed grit, discipline, and empathy." Below is a picture of the last soldier to leave Afghanistan, Major General Chris Donahue, commanding general of the 82nd, boarding a plane at night, marking the last soldier to depart from the country.
Congratulations, traitor.
Biden came under fire on Sunday after he was this.
What about Corn Pop? Did he have Corn Pop there?
Yeah, he probably would have done a better job during the transfer of the service members killed in the attack at the airport. He kept checking his fucking watch.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Yeah. Rub my hairy legs, black kids. Yeah. According to two Gold Star fathers, he did this more than once. Darren Hoover, father of Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, claimed he did it 13 times. He said this didn't happen just once. That happened on every single one of them that came out of the plane. It happened every single one of them. They would release the salute, and he'd look down at his watch every single time. One woman screamed to Biden across the tarmac, "I hope you burn in hell. That was my brother." Let's see.
Everyone voted for him, dude. He had more votes than any president ever.
Yeah. Father attended the ceremony with his ex-wife, and he glared as he said the president spent more time looking at his ex-wife while he spoke about his son, Bo, who died from cancer after leaving the military. I said, "Don't you ever forget that name. Don't you ever forget that face. Don't you ever forget the names of the other 12 and take some time to learn their stories." Biden bristled at his comments and said, "I do know their stories." Shanna Campbell, mother of Marine Corps Lance Corporal Kareem Nakui, slammed President Biden on a post on social media for the way he acted when the two of them met and for how he acted during the dignified transfer of the members. She wrote, "5 inches from Biden's face, and I looked him straight in the eyes and have words with him." She expressed the pain she was experiencing of never again being able to enjoy her son when Biden tried to interrupt me with his own sob story. And she had to tell him, "This isn't about you, so don't make it about you. You then said you just wanted me to know that you know how I feel, and I let you know that you don't know how I feel, and you have no right to tell me how I need to feel. You then rolled your fucking eyes in your head like you were annoyed with me, and I let you know that the only reason I was talking to you was out of respect for my son. You turned to walk away, and I let you know my son's blood was on your hands, and you threw up your hands behind you as you walked away from me like you were saying, 'Okay, whatever.'" She posted this on Facebook and Instagram, along with other words to Biden. Shortly after it was posted, she was banned from both Facebook and fucking Instagram.
Sure.
Yesterday, Facebook came out and said, "Well, that was a glitch, and they've restored her accounts." So, glitch my ass.
They're commies.
But here's the fucking kicker, kids. This is... man. The U.S. government had advance notice of the attack and could have avoided it.
No.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Monday slammed a, quote, unlawful leak to Politico. Remember, all the leaks against Trump was fine, but this one's unlawful.
Oh, no. It's like Benghazi all over again.
Yeah. Revealing that the deaths of the United States troops last week in Kabul's airport bombing could have been averted, as the Pentagon was aware hours in advance of an imminent mass casualty attack. Kirby was asked at the press briefing about the report, which says the U.S. knew about the approximate time and location of the bombing, but that a plan to close gate to protect U.S. troops was abandoned. "I am absolutely not going to speak to a press story that was informed by the unlawful disclosure of classified information and sensitive deliberations here at the Pentagon. I'm just not going to do it." Former Deputy Assistant Director for Defense Roger Paro-Maurer said the U.S. Defense Department already knew who the bomber was ahead of time, before the bombing occurred, and knew when and where. He went further in an interview and said not only did they know when and where it would happen, but they had a Predator drone lock on the bomber. Permission to shoot was requested and was denied by the Taliban.
We're taking orders from them now?
Because we are in this process of negotiation with the Taliban, who aren't even in control of their own government and their own people.
Oh, that's awesome.
We knew when, where, who had a fucking lock on the guy, could have popped him and ended it. Nope. Taliban said no. 13 service members died. And Biden cares more about telling the story of his own kid who had brain cancer, which is fucking horrible, but had literally the top healthcare in the fucking world and died 5 years after his service. He was a lawyer in fucking Kosovo. He wasn't on the, you know, boots on the ground with an M4. Skeletor, Pelosi was met with backlash from Republicans on Tuesday after blocking the House from publicly reading the names of the 13 service members killed in the Kabul airport attack. Republican lawmakers said Pelosi turned down their request to pay respects to the slain U.S. officers after the deadly blast near the Kabul airport last week, where they were doing evacuation operations. She wouldn't let them read their names. Biden on Tuesday called the evacuation from Afghanistan an extraordinary success.
3 months later, I mean, you know.
That was a success.
It's supposed to be done in May, but, you know.
Biden wanted the now departed Afghan president to create the perception that the Afghan government was capable of holding off the Taliban, something he knew was a matter of time before the U.S. fell to the Taliban, while reassuring Americans at home that it wouldn't happen. In a phone call with the former Afghan president, Biden said they needed to change the perception of the Taliban's rapid advance, whether it's true or not. Biden on Tuesday repeated his lie that his team was caught flat-footed by the rapid Taliban takeover. They knew months in advance this was going to happen. Told the Afghan president, make it seem like you're fucking in charge of this shit and that the Taliban is not taking back over, even though we know it's a lie.
Did you, do you have the story about how the media has spun it? That, no. The right wingers here, the Republican conservatives here in America, are actually supporting the Taliban.
Yeah, I read that. I just, yeah.
Okay, you didn't. Okay, you don't have that story.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they spun it so we like the Taliban.
Right.
Like
Parking lot. I. Fat man and little boy, the whole damn region.
I don't, dude. No, I'm talking about here, the media here.
Oh yeah. Well, Michael Moore came out and said that, well, now we can have our military focus on our own Taliban. Okay, Rosie. The United States is now reportedly considering giving direct financial aid and economic assistance to the Taliban, despite international sanctions placed on the group over its material support for terrorism. Do you know what direct financial aid and economic assistance is? It's pallets of cash.
I will quit paying taxes.
Just like Obama sent to Iran. Literal pallets of cash, $100 bills.
You know, this shit ends if you motherfuckers quit paying taxes. Just quit. Don't do it.
So now we're bringing all these Afghans here, right?
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Well, at least 100 of them who were set to enter the U.S. have now been flagged for, get this, terrorist ties.
Sure.
This is even according to NBC.
You know they'll just let them in anyway, though.
Right. They will now be sent to Kosovo, where they will undergo additional screening and review. Specifically, the 100 were flagged for possible ties to the Taliban or other terrorist groups. NBC detailed that of more than 30,000 evacuees from Afghanistan to the U.S., about 10,000 needed additional screening. That's 1 in 3.
Why are we taking them?
That's good fucking question. Why aren't we sending them to other Muslim countries
I don't even fuck where they go. I don't care where they go.
Yeah.
They didn't fight. They didn't stand up and fight. They didn't stand up against the Taliban.
They left their women and kids behind.
They let them do it.
They're military age servicemen.
Yeah, fuck them. I don't give a fuck what they go or what they do. I don't give a fuck. They're not coming here. Don't come here.
If you think that 100 is not a large number, wasn't 9/11 done by like less than 20?
You know what? What happens is they come to some little fucking hick town out in the middle of nowhere, and they got to have their fucking church.
And then they breed.
And then they take over the fucking town. And then you're a piece of shit when they're fucking burning your goddamn buildings down because you're selling barbecue pork.
And then you have fucking another Ilhan Omar and Little Mogadishu in Minnesota.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but I sound like a racist, don't I?
I don't care.
Good, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, but it gets better. It gets fucking better, kids. Like it could. U.S. officials are looking into reports that the frantic evacuation of desperate Afghans from Kabul, older men were admitted together with young girls they claimed to be brides or otherwise sexually abused. Associated Press said the State Department has sought, quote, urgent guidance from other agencies for purported child brides who were brought to Fort McCoy in Wisconsin. Another document described at the AP by others familiar with it says Afghan girls at the transit site in Abu Dhabi have alleged they have been raped by older men and they were forced to marry in order to escape Afghanistan. Oh, you're bringing the kid fuckers here.
Awesome. I got nothing, man. I got nothing. Got nothing.
Quick way to end it.
There's a real fast way to end it.
That's all I'm... There's a real quick way to
there's
fucking
end it. There's more of us than there are of you. Ugh.
Vince, any final thoughts? I'm done for this.
Yeah, keep your powder dry for one.
Yeah.
Keep your stick on the ice. And if the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. Ask yourself, well, what Henry Bowman do? Man, be on the lookout.
Keep your head on a fucking swivel.
Things are accelerating at an enormous clip.
All I know is, and I'm not going to name names or who I talk to, but he's worried.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say.
And those people know what's going on.
Yeah, he's ex-military.
And they're worried.
Yeah, I...
So...
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. We love you. Head on a swivel. And maybe we'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.